we had in society today. Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
Go ahead. Make my day.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this. I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. It's not fun. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed on Monday Night Football in front of everybody.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
So ain't nothing changed from yesterday. Still the same person I was yesterday. And I got the same thing for you that I had yesterday. You know why I'm here.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Winners and losers from last night, that's for sure. There were plenty of them. Welcome on a Tuesday edition of X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan. We're here with you Monday through Friday, 6 until 9. Until a friend. The Meyer Hotline is something you can just program right into your phone. 866-838-4843. And don't forget to text us. Sports Radio 21000. We're going to be joined by Free Press writer Dave Burkett at 7:35. We'll talk about the Lions draft and a few other things that are taking place in the world of the National Football League, so we'll get to that. Last night, Tigers and Cardinals were postponed. They got a double dip today. Every time I think of, I put this in our In the Den segment today, every time I think of Tigers and Cardinals, I think of the World Series. Not old enough of their first ever clash. Some of you might think I am, but let me just say that is not necessarily the case. Just for the record, I think of the first World Series, just from a historical perspective, when they met in 1934, Cardinals won it in 7 games. Bad series for Hank Greenberg, really good series for Charlie Gehringer. 1968, you know that. It was epic. Ben is too young for it. Some of you may be. Go back and look at the numbers there. Mickey Lolich started 3 games, lasted all 9 innings in all 3 games, won all 3 games, and gave up just 5 runs total in those 3 games. He was MVP. And then 2006, which was, quite honestly, the biggest embarrassment you could find in recent Tigers lore. Honestly, that was a situation. These are the ones that I think these are the ones that are really difficult to live down. I remember going to St. Louis for the Tigers and Cardinals way back and looking up and noticing that the Cardinals had 11 World Series titles. And it kind of surprised me. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. I knew they, you know, were an organization that a lot of people loved and followed and respected, but I didn't realize they had 11. It's a lot. I look back at 2006 and I think to myself, that's a Cardinals team. I don't know if people remember this truly. They won 83 games. That's it. It's nuts that a team could win the world championship in Major League Baseball, squeaking in, struggling down the stretch. They were really bad down the stretch. They had lost 7 of their last 10 games that season. limping in, even though they won the NL Central. The NL Central was terrible. Houston was in the NL Central that year. It was Cardinals, Houston, Cincy, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Chicago. Houston finished a game and a half back. They were actually playing well that year in the National League Central. The Cardinals had dropped 7 of their last 10. Get this. They were 13 games under 500 on the road. That's how bad they were. They were 34-47 on the road in 2006. Put it in perspective, the Tigers had 95 wins that year. They had 12 more wins than St. Louis. They were 11 games over 500 at home. And yet the Cardinals go in and they win that series rather handily. That's the tough part about it. That was a tough one to swallow. It really was. Because, and that's where Detroit had a long layoff. Because the Tigers took care of business quickly. They beat the Yankees in the ALDS. They swept the A's in the ALCS. While the Cardinals beat San Diego in the first round of the playoffs, and then needed 7 games to beat the Mets. So what happened? Detroit had a long layoff. I think it was 9 days. 9 days where they were at Comerica Park just practicing. Baseball teams don't do that. They don't practice. The games are their practice during spring training, and then you get into a rhythm. I'm not making excuses by any stretch, but that's what happens. It's just basketball, they practice. Hockey, you got morning skates and you got practice. Football, obviously, you're practicing all week. It's not the way it works in baseball. Took them completely off their game. And it showed. You remember. You watched it. You're like, oh, is this the same team I watched all season long? What the hell happened here? Sean Casey was the only one who really played all that well. Carlos Guillen, I think was pretty good. Magly Ordóñez was 2-for-19. That's brutal. Got a quick call here this morning to start our Tuesday. Ben, who's on the line?
It's Mark in Gun Lake.
Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Oh, great, great. Yeah, Maglio was terrible in that.
Yeah.
That, but anyways, I was 8 years old. I went to a regular season game down at Tiger Stadium. They had a couple pretty good pitchers. Earl Wilson, he hit a home run. But you were talking about Mickey Lolich. He also hit a home run in the World Series. I thought that was pretty cool. And all those three wins, I don't know. How many were up against Bob Gibson?
I think the last one was.
I think two of them.
I thought the last one, just the game 7, because I think Denny McClain was matched up with Bob Gibson, who, in case people don't know, was truly one of the most dominant and intimidating pitchers of all time.
Yeah, I love it when you bring back the pass with the Tigers. That play of Horton, he was midfield and gunning down Brock at the plate. That was the turning point of that whole series.
It sure was.
That was so cool.
Yeah, it was incredible. Thanks for the phone call. I'm sorry, I gotta get to a break.
Nope,
the other thing was, you know, Mickey Stanley came in and played shortstop. The other thing about that is, I remember we did last year when I was calling Tigers baseball. Dan Patriot and I were in St. Louis, and we did the open from the Cardinals Hall of Fame. We'll get to more of that when we come back. Quick timeout, X's and Bros. Stay with us. Really cool Hall of Fame. Share some thoughts with you after this, across the great state of Michigan on X's and Bros.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stay stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
The Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit FreddyThePizzaMan.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Together, we can make a difference.
Coming up later today at 3 on The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network, I'll deliver huge opinions on everything you're talking about.
Back with you on X's and Bros. We're with you Monday through Friday, 6 until 9. What I should do is put it out on Twitter. We were just talking before the break about the St. Louis Cardinals being in town, postponed yesterday, doubleheader today against the Tigers, and it makes me just think back and reflect to the number of times the Tigers and Cardinals have clashed in the World Series. I was mentioning the 2006 and the disappointment there, and how really what a bad regular season St. Louis was compared to the Detroit Tigers, and how the Tigers just couldn't handle them in the World Series. The long layoff was definitely an effect. Mark and Gunn-Lake said, you know, Magdalo Ordóñez was really bad. Placido Polanco, who I really liked, I don't think he had a hit in the World Series. So we can talk about Magdalo Ordóñez all we want. And it's fair, because he wasn't good at all. But Placido Polanco went 0-17. That's a problem. but anyway, I'm not going to go back to 2006. I will say this about St. Louis. It's a great baseball town. And sometimes there are certain cliches used with certain cities about sports. I mentioned it the other day about Philadelphia, you know, and how it prides itself on, you know, throwing snowballs at Santa Claus and all. St. Louis really is a great baseball town. If you ever go, I would strongly encourage you to go to the Cardinals Baseball Museum. It is phenomenal. It's right across the street from Busch Stadium. And you can go in there and see the various St. Louis Cardinal jerseys and hats and bats in big moments. They have tours there. I think it only costs you like $5 to get in. But they have different rooms lit up. I mean, they did it right. Anything that is special when it comes to the Cardinals, their championship trophies, again, great players and their memorabilia, great pictures, video. It is state of the art. Go. But I went there again with Dan Petrie, and we did the open for a Bally Sports broadcast. And as much as I liked it, actually loved it. As much as I was in awe of the different things they had to offer, the more I walked around, the more upset I got. I got upset because I thought to myself, why doesn't Detroit have this? If we're viewed as a great sports town, and many people would say that, we're viewed as the 1901 Society, an original charter member of the American League, all that stuff, right? Just four championships. I don't mean to say just, because that's not bad. But 35, 45, 68, 84. 1984 is the last time. I mean, it's just borderline unacceptable. I mean, if you were a company, you'd say this is unacceptable. But when you see that, where is the ode to history? Where is the, you know what, fans, you deserve this. You know what, past great players, you deserve this. Where is that? It's nowhere. Don't give me the concourse. Stop. The concourse is like an old high school gymnasium. It's horrible. It was great when Comerica Park opened 24 years ago. But it's not great now. It's ridiculous now. It's outdated. It's got all these old, huge remnants, replicas of front page newspaper headlines. Seriously. Get with the program. It's ridiculous. But even that, let's just say you keep that. There's so many buildings downtown. There's so much property owned by wealthy individuals. You can't make one of those a Tigers or Detroit Sports Hall of Fame building? Really? You can't categorize and chart your storied history of the great players who've played here? Where are they all? Seriously, what the hell has happened in sports history, in Detroit specifically? Red Wings have 11 Stanley Cups, more than any other team in the United States. And you see some of it walking around Little Caesars Arena. Remember, that's shared with the Pistons, okay? You don't think there's a lot of memorabilia someplace else to be had that should be put on display and showcased to fans? NFL draft's a perfect example. I have said this for, I'll say 15 years. It falls on deaf ears, or maybe people just aren't listening. Maybe it's a better idea in my mind than anybody else's. Who knows? I'm willing to be open to that possibility. But you had the NFL draft. You had a record number of people downtown, supposedly 700,000 that broke the record held by Nashville years ago. You had a chance, if you had something like that, where people who come from out of town want to know a little bit more about your city and a little bit more about the heritage of your organizations. Specifically, you know, the four major teams, even though you could definitely throw in Gold Cup races that traditionally drew hundreds of thousands of people. So many different things you could do. Nothing. People were really looking forward to doing something downtown. besides going to eat and checking out some of the bars, which was great too. Foot traffic was phenomenal. Where is it? Mark had brought up the throw from Willie Horton to Bill Freehand, blocking the plate in the 1968 World Series and tagging out Lou Brock, who chose not to slide. Why, I have no idea. Hall of Fame player, phenomenal player. Why didn't he slide? Social media back then would have just ridiculed him to no end. Sports radio would have just gone nuts. Where's that video? Besides YouTube, where's that video for fans to go and see? For young people like Ben who have no idea about it, probably. Where's the Mickey Lolich? How about the story that Mickey Lolich had with Mayo Smith? Where Mayo Smith said, I need you in game seven. He said, yeah, I can come out of the bullpen for you. And Mayo Smith said, no, I need you to start. And after every inning, he would go up to Mickey Lolich and say, I need one more out of you. Until about, I don't know if it was the fifth or sixth, when Mickey Lolich said, this time he went up to Mayo Smith, he says, you ain't taking me out. This is my game. Mickey Lolich told me that story in his backyard years ago. Where's that? How cool would that be to have and watch if you're a fan? Don't do a very good job of it. Simple as that. Got to take a quick timeout. Back with more. Don't forget, Dave Burkett of the Free Press joins us 7:35 here on X's and Pros.
Huge cheer for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Five after the hour. Welcome back, X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard. Ben is our producer. Give him a call on the Meijer hotline, 866-838-4843. Or you can text us. Text Sports Radio to 21,000. I just tweeted it out. I put it out on X. The video I had from a year ago, the St. Louis Cardinals Baseball Hall of Fame. 11 championships. Phenomenal players, right? Some of the game's greatest players of all time. You know, Gibson and Brock and McCarver, and more recently, too, a lot of players, too. You know, Scott Rowland, for example, Nolan Arenado. There's so many great players. Paul Goldschmidt, they'll all be part of it, right? But they've got themselves a phenomenal Cardinals Hall of Fame. Why doesn't Detroit have one? Am I too wrapped up in it? Do you think, for me, because I believe Michigan should have one, I think the state of Michigan should have one. Where it goes, I really don't care. I think it's obvious it should be in Detroit. In a perfect world, I'd have two. I'd have one in Detroit and one in Grand Rapids, the two biggest cities in the state of Michigan, and let people go see it. Charge $5. Is it that big of a deal? Have a curator? have signed baseball bats from Miguel Cabrera and Al Kaline. You know they are there, right? You know they exist. There's that virtual reality. Have you ever been to Chrysler Center where you can shoot baskets? Bear with me here. Picture this. Let's just say, sake of argument, it's a five-level building. All right? You walk in. On one floor, it's the Tigers. And it's an ode to Cobb and Kaline and Greenberg and Gehringer and Kell and recently Verlander and Cabrera, of course, Trammell and Whitaker and Gibson and Parrish and all the great players. Okay? Jack Morris. The virtual reality. You stand in the box against Justin Verlander, Jack Morris, Mickey Lolish, Denny McClain, Dan Petrie, whatever. You press a button where you can pick the pitcher you want to face. Joel Zamaya, if you wanted. Probably wouldn't have him because he hasn't been on great terms with the organization. How cool would that be? That'd be really cool. You have a theater area where you hear great stories that were given by some of your past idols. Then there's another floor for Detroit Red Wings, and you get a chance to shoot on whatever goalie you want to pick. Mike Vernon, Chris Osgood, Dominic Hasek, Terry Sawchuk, I don't care. And again, you see the jerseys of Yzerman and Fedorov and Lidstrom and Zetterberg and the various great players that the organization has had. And you hear stories about it. And you see little knickknacks of what it was all about. An iconic goal that was scored. The Darren McCarty goal against the Philadelphia Flyers. You get a chance to watch the buildup and the fight of 1997. All that stuff, right? How cool would that be? You go up another floor and there's the Pistons. You get a chance to shoot a free throw. You get a chance to guard Isaiah Thomas. You get a chance to measure yourself against Chuck Nevitt in a lighthearted moment. Another floor is dedicated to the Detroit Lions. Chance to throw to Calvin Johnson or measure your wingspan against Calvin Johnson. Just see how big certain guys were. See the pass that comes out of the hand of Matthew Stafford or Jared Goff or Bobby Lane or Gary Danielson. I don't care. Jeff Komlo, for crying out. Who cares? It's an ode to the Detroit Lions. Standing in front of a shoulder-shaking Barry Sanders. And then there's one more floor, and it's dedicated to the great accomplishments of the college athletes or the college programs. Ferris State's national championships, Grand Valley's national championships, Michigan's national championships, Michigan State's national championships, whomever. And you highlight some of the great college players the area has ever had. And I don't care if it's a basketball player at Western Michigan like David Kuhl, who was a great free throw shooter and is now an athletic director on the west side of the state, or a really good high school player like Jalen Rose. You dedicate that area, or maybe it required two floors, to the collegiate and high school accomplishments of great athletes. How great would that be? Would you not go and see something like that? Absolutely. I think a ton of people would want to see something like that. And I think people from out of town, not just people from out of town, but people who are from this area, want to educate yourself a little bit. A lot of young people, what's the production line? No idea. They grew up going to the Joe. What about Olympia? No idea. You remember Ford Field? How about the Silverdome? Did you know they played at Tiger Stadium? No idea. Let them watch Dick Butkus chase Dexter Bussey or Altie Taylor into the Tiger Stadium seats. So many great stories. So many great accomplishments. So many great athletes. So many great teams. Don't know about it. Honestly, how do you reach young people and give them a sense of just how great your organization was if you don't give them a chance to hear the stories you have? 1935, Detroit Tigers World Series champions. Any idea? Nope, you don't. You don't know about that team, do you? I don't expect you to, I suppose, unless you really want to get into research, but this would be an easy way for you to do that. How did they beat the Cubs in six games? Who was the star of the series? Do I even know who Charlie Gehringer and Hank Greenberg and Schoolboy Rowe was? It's a great way to teach people. It's a great way to create more pride. We don't have it. Not just for the Tigers. We don't have it for any of our teams. Lions have been around a long time. They were in Portsmouth, Ohio before they were the Detroit Lions. The Pistons originated in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Red Wings are an original six team. How many people are truly aware of the original six teams? See, a lot of you say, oh, come on, that's easy. No, there's a lot of people who maybe not follow hockey that much. They follow the Red Wings, but they may not follow hockey. Come on. This is a no-brainer. You need buildings. There are plenty of big-name people in this town, in this state, who could help. What are we doing? Where's the pride? Where's the honor? Be boastful about it. Cincinnati Reds have a nice Hall of Fame. Big Red Machine, Sparky Anderson, Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, Davey Concepcion, Jose, everywhere. George Foster, Johnny Bench. They've got some of the greatest players. They showcase it. They make sure people know about it. Why don't we? Are you trying to tell me that either the Ilitches or the Gilberts or Ishbia, are you trying to tell me that none of them can help? I find that really hard to believe. It's something I think that needs to be explored. And tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me that it doesn't matter. Tell me that you would not want to go into something like that. But when you sit down with your kids and eventually your grandkids, or you want to bring somebody to town, would that not be a great place to go? We've got great places. We've got wine tours on the west side. We got the beaches, Lake Michigan. Got some phenomenal places to see. We got great golf courses, northern Michigan. This would be a really cool place that if somebody came to town and you said, you know what, let me show you a little bit more about what this state has to offer from an athletic standpoint. How many times do you hear a song from a certain artist and say, that guy's from Detroit. That guy's from the state of Michigan. Bob Seger, Ted Nugent, Kid Rock, Eminem. On and on and on. Aretha Franklin, for sure. You boast that it's a Michigander, a Detroiter. Can't tell you how many people I run into are there like, they don't get us. We're prideful folks. Yes. It's part of the reason you raised your family in the Midwest. Good people. Good family values, for the most part. How about a chance to express what sports means to you and to your family and how impactful it's been? Got some incredible accomplishments in this state. Incredible. Things that have happened, And I mean great programs, too. Whether it be Rockford on the west side of the state of Michigan, or closer to home, Detroit Catholic Central and some of the things that have been accomplished. I just find it very odd that there is so much to be proud of, but so little done to showcase it. Our phone number on the Meyer hotline is 866-838-4843. I mentioned some big names in the Metro Detroit area with Illich and Ishby and Gilbert. There's plenty on the west side, too. Plenty. DeVos immediately comes to mind. So why wouldn't we do something like that? I'd love to be in charge of something like that, where you're planning it, have that vision, what it should look like. Always wanted to be able to set up a meeting with one of those power brokers, one of those power people, those owners, and say, here's what we need. I need you to give me a building. What? Give you a building? You're not going to pay for it? No. I think this is part of your give back to the city and to the state. We would like to be given a building and then used it for the greater good of the city and the state. What do you think of that? I want it to be a 5-story building, and this is what we're going to do with it and lay it out. I wonder if anybody else would be into something like that. Anybody else out there who is some type of architect and could work with me on that? I'm serious. I think it's a really important project. And I've said this for, a good 15 years or so. But it really came to a head for me when I was watching all those people at the NFL draft and thinking to myself, what could we show them that they didn't know about this area, but we do, and still be prideful of it enough where we would like to attend something like that? As I said last week, the city has had numerous big events. Some of the biggest events in sports history, and done very, very well with it and showcased it in the right light. And there's articles written about it nationally, but more locally. Hey, what a great job Detroit did with the NFL draft. 2 days later, let's move on and let's talk about this. This would give you the opportunity to show people what you can and what you have done all year long. It's exactly what should be done. This is not, and I tweeted it out and you get some responses. It's not one of those, hey, I'm looking for other sports Hall of Fames. I'm asking people, why don't we have one? That's what I don't understand. Somebody tweeted at me, hey, the Cincinnati Reds have a nice Hall of Fame as well. Yeah, that's great. I know that. I'd like to know why the hell we don't have one. That was the question. Somebody else tweeted at me, I would love that. Corktown location would be cool for something like that. It is cool. Those are the things that you really appreciate. Those are the things you wish you had. Those are the things that other people are envious of. I went into that St. Louis Hall of Fame and I thought, man, I would love to have something like this in my town. And some people roll their eyes. They're like, okay, enough is enough. That's it. Enough about how great of a baseball town it is. You know what? Other people can tell you what a great baseball town your town is by making something like that available to them. You're not the one who always has to stick your chest out and say, this is us, this is me, this is how great we are, look at this. No, you don't have to do that. Other people are going to do it for you by just making that available to you. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe more people are humble, if you will. Maybe they'd like others to kind of explore and dive into research on their own in order for them to understand and appreciate and actually acknowledge what a certain city has done. But here's my guess. You probably didn't know what St. Louis was all about in terms of that Baseball Hall of Fame, or maybe even how good and how historic their franchise truly is. Why don't we have one? We don't have the building. We don't have the commission to get it done. Come on. It should have been done a long time ago, quite honestly, and we should just be adding to it. The Meyer Hotline, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. The text line is Sports Radio to 21,000. Dave Burkett of the Free Press joins us to talk Lions and more. It's coming up at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour at 7:35 here on X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's DoreNMayhew or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
Imagine this, a day filled with indulgence, bursting with excitement, and packed with extraordinary moments that build memories to last a lifetime. A day that is unmistakably yours, at the place that is undeniably spectacular. Whether you're winning big, dining lavishly, or relaxing oh so comfortably, it's your getaway reimagined at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.